Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven, it's my favorite time of the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You really do revel in this. You
I
love
do.
It.
It's time for Raven's report card.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. Hi.
Hi.
What's new and exciting?
Well, I got to tell you, he did not take that trash out last night that I asked him 4 times to take out before we went to bed.
Wait a minute. So you asked me twice, and then you asked me, I went to take it out, and you were like, well, you can wait till after dinner. And then I waited till after dinner, and then I forgot.
Oh.
So, I mean, I was ready to take it out. I mean, I jumped up and was like, yeah, let me take that trash out. And you were like, no.
Did he really jump up? Like, he was so excited. He's like, oh my God, yes, I'm going to take out the trash.
No, he's full of it, Anna.
Yeah, I figured.
I don't jump up with anything at this point, with my knees and my ankles the way they are.
Right, but you made it sound like you were so excited to take out that trash.
And I was like, oh, all right.
And there must have been like broccoli or something, leftovers that were thrown in there. It smelled horrible in the house this morning.
So did you take out the trash?
Of course I did.
Oh, well, that's good.
I got to tell you, I listened to that segment you guys had. I don't know if it was last week or the week before with Dr. Laura Berman and, you know, men earning the cookie.
Right.
I thought for sure I was going to come home at some point last week or even this week and my house was going to be clean. Nope.
If you missed it, last week Dr. Laura Berman said to us that if men want to get the cookie, we'll call it, then they should really help out around the house. And Raven seemed interested, but he still had that glazed look over his eye. I'm not sure he was able to process it.
Wait, she wasn't talking about actual cookies? I love cookies.
But Raven's been pretty excited about the house hunting. What's been going on with that?
Oh, it's, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's so exciting. You guys are looking for a new house. No, it's never exciting. It's always disappointing. It's miserable.
Have you seen anything you liked yet?
I've liked certain things about houses, but none of them have been right.
Aww.
When we were doing the first round of this a few months ago, I fell in love with a house that had absolutely no yard whatsoever.
That's the worst. The worst is when you find, like, almost everything, but then there's one deal breaker and your mind always goes back to that house.
Yep.
I'm starting to feel a little bit optimistic. We may find something in the next few years.
But you know what? It's the beginning of February, and, you know, I was a realtor for a long, long time, and I'll tell you, you're going to see an onslaught of new inventory on the market in the next couple weeks, because this is officially kind of when we kick off the spring market. So I would say stay tight because you're going to see a lot of stuff and a lot of people getting ready to go on in the next couple days. From Realtor Anna, you heard it here.
I really hope so.
So overall, what would you give Raven as a grade this week?
He's down to a C-, Anna.
How is that possible?
I had to leave work and handle a situation with the teenager, and I had to sit in the DMV for 4 hours. I had to sit in another location for an hour and a half. I was gone all day, and all I'm thinking about is I still got to go home and cook dinner. And I texted him, and he said, we can have grilled cheese. I said, well, chicken's got to be cooked or it's going to get thrown away. Thinking maybe I'm going to go home and the chicken will, you know, maybe even be cleaned, like the fat trimmed off it, so all I have to do is stick it in the oven. Nothing.
This sounds like a miracle chicken. Like this chicken was going to get up and take care of itself because I don't touch chicken.
Oh. Well, you're going to have to live with the fact that you have a C- this week, Raven.
Yeah, I'm all right with it as long as I never have to touch raw chicken.